worth that money. And you going up against Drew Bledsoe, who's not an all-world quarterback, but he's going to be a hell of a lot better than Quincy Carter.
Yeah.
And I think that should be a really entertaining game. I think you're probably going to see a lot of scoring and not much defense.
The Dallas is scaring me this year. I hate to say that, but they are looking really strong. For y'all who don't know, that Julius Jones is just looking outrageous as a running back right now. And they just picked up Peerless Price, who the Falcons decided wasn't good enough for them anymore. Mm-hmm. I really haven't figured that one out yet. Mm-hmm. However, Dallas loaded up with them. Those defensive players, I can't think of the names right now, who the Dallas drafted, those guys are awesome. The team all around is strong, and they're going to be a force to reckon with.
I think so, too. And the night game, Sunday night, is going to be – the NFL did not do the Indianapolis Colts any favor because their first game is on the road at Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be an interesting game to watch. My money is on Peyton Manning. And remember, last year, Baltimore was the one team that kept Peyton Manning under, like, three touchdowns. And I think that they'll probably do the same thing. And Indianapolis could start the season under 500 very easily.
Well, NC State beat Virginia Tech last year. Mm-hmm. Handed them their only loss. But, you know, what's the relevance to that?
There is none because NC State lost to Virginia Tech this year.
So you don't know what's going to happen on Sunday.
No, I'm not saying that I know what's going to happen on Sunday. If I knew that, then it wouldn't be any fun to watch the games. And the Monday night game will be the Philadelphia Eagles. Also,
special guest Drew Rosenhaus.
The other favorite, yeah, the Philadelphia Rosenhauses, against the Atlanta Falcons,
yes.
Which should be a really interesting game.
What a great game that's
going
to be.
Michael Vick going up against that defense. Who you got?
I take the Falcons.
Yeah,
I would too. I mean, it's going to be an awesome game, though. That's just a gut feeling. I can't really have any information to back up me picking them. But
I've said it once, and I'll say it again. Michael Vick is one of about mm-hmm. five players in the NFL who can win a game by himself.
Yeah.
And even against a team like Philadelphia, I think that he makes enough things happen that game will be won or lost on Michael Vick's shoulders. And what he does will go a long way to determine who wins that game. And I think they've got a fighting chance. I think they really do. Hey, what's up? Well, let's go around the table and take it easy. You know, got a final thought? Go ahead and share it with us now. We will start with myself, because apparently neither of you have anything. The Carolina Hurricanes rookie camp is going on right now in Toronto. Andrew Ladd has looked really, really good. He was their first-round pick last year in the 2004 draft. So far in this rookie camp, in two games, he's got 3 goals and 2 assists. So he is looking to fight his way onto the team. He doesn't have a guaranteed spot by any shot, but he really is looking strong, and he could make some noise at training camp, which begins next week here in Raleigh. All right, Jamie, what you got?
Right, I'm going to go with the NASCAR tonight.
All right.
This weekend, Saturday night race at Richmond is the last race to get.
I cannot wait to watch that. Richmond is my favorite track to watch a race at
because it's not the
bumper cars that a Bristol or a Martinsville is, but it's almost like a super speedway of short tracks.
That's right.
And I cannot wait to see that. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. You will see some banged up cars at the end of that race,
right.
Especially from people that are trying to get into the chase.
There's 6 cars trying to get into 3 possible spots. There's 8th, 9th, and 10th are still open, and there's only 6 cars that can fill those spots.
Mm-hmm.
So those 6 guys are going to be people. It's going to be a great race before the chase starts. And those of you who aren't NASCAR fans, you maybe should look because it's a fun sport.
I mean, this is basically the final regular season game, and then next week the playoffs start.
This is the battle for the playoffs, the last week of the football season.
That's what this is. I can't wait to watch that race. That's going to be a lot of fun. All right, AD, what you got?
I'm going to skip around a little bit.
All right.
Jerry Rice, it was a shame to see you gracefully bow out like that, but you will surely be missed, and you will still be untouchable when it all goes down. Let's see. Damon Jones is now a Cleveland Cavalier.
Yes, he is.
How about for a shock?
How about that?
Yeah, what's your take on this, Brian? What do you see about
this?
Well,
he is a forward, correct?
Forward to shooting guard.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of what I thought, kind of a combination 2-3 type player.
Mm-hmm.
3-4, sorry. I think that this is a good addition, but they still have a lot of questions. I don't think that Zdunas Ilgauskas is the answer at center, and I think they needed to do more to shore up the center position, because he's another guy that it's not if he's going to get hurt, it's when.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, without him, and Tractor Trailer isn't back, I don't even know who their backup center is right now. Is it Vireo? Or I don't even think he's a center. I have no idea what they're going to do at center, but they've gotten a lot better. They've added Damon Jones. They've added Danielle Marshall, who I think is probably the most underrated player in the NBA. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to be a force to be reckoned with again. I mean, you know, there's that James guy. Hey, I hear he's pretty good.
He's not going to be there that long.
You don't think so?
No, I don't
think so. All right, well.
But other than that.
I'd like to think so, but, you know.
Yeah. But other than that, I don't know if she was listening, but shout out to Samantha Fujimoto. She's been waiting to hear me on the radio all this entire time. She keeps missing the show, and this is me saying hello to you. Shout out to the fans. Shout out to my mom who's working downstairs. And
downstairs here?
Yes, downstairs
here.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
And other than that, enjoy the game tonight. It should be sort of. Fun.
I think we will do just that, and we will get out of here. We will see you Monday night. Remember, our new time slot, Monday night from 7 to 8, and then we'll be back on Mondays and Thursdays from now on, so you want to stay tuned for that. After Hours is next. We got a guy coming in. What's your name, bud?
Russo.
That's right. I would know this if I looked at the DJ schedule right outside the door, but I didn't. That's the wonder of live radio. Russo is next with After Hours. We will see you Monday night. This has been the Sports Revolution on KNC.
Breaking the sound barrier.
Yeah. WKNC FM, Raleigh.
Wow. Don't touch that dial. Keep it locked for the newest and freshest in underground hip hop every Monday through Thursday night, starting at midnight on The Revolution.
The Revolution
88.1.
Looking like a pop star has never been easier. You won't believe your eyes when we grant the makeover wish of a lifetime. You'll witness dramatic body contouring procedures, premiering the ultimate reality show.
Entertainment, perhaps. Reality, no. The American Society of Plastic Surgeons is concerned for your safety. Plastic surgery is real surgery with great benefits, but also carries some risks. Be realistic, be informed, choose a surgeon certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery.
For more information, go to plasticsurgery.org or call 1-888-4-PLASTIC.
Only one army believes it can win a war. Playing children's games. Please support Salvation Army summer camps and youth programs. To donate, call 1-800-SAL-ARMY or donate online at 1-800-SAL-ARMY.org. We can't win the war without you.
You are listening to After Hours on WKNC 88.1 FM, Raleigh.
This is DJ Hardware from Florida, and you're listening to WKNC-FM, Raleigh.
That's right, you're listening to After Hours here on WKNC-FM, Raleigh. I'm your host for this evening's program, DJ Rousseau. We are doing a Back in Time series. We're going to wind up the Wayback Machine and head back to about 1992, 93, 91, and this track right here is Anastasia by T99, and it's a mix of old school anthems. So the next one is going to be Two Bad Mice, Bomb Scare, followed by Charlie by The Prodigy. Give me a call, 860-0881 or 515-2400. crank it up.
says always tell your mommy before you go somewhere.
are listening to After Hours here at WKNC FM Raleigh, and this track right now is Far Out by Sons of a Loop to Loop Era, and ahead of that was Compounded by Edge One, as well as DJs Unite, the self-titled track. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay tuned right here on After Hours WKNC.
Check it, check it. You're listening to WKNC 88.1. This is Jimmy Crash.
88.1.
School is back in session, and that means one thing. It's time for a back-to-school party. WKNC has joined forces with Kings and the Raleigh Hatchet and is proud to bring you Hatchet Fest. Going on September 8th, 9th, and 10th, Hatchet Fest is a music festival being hosted by King's Barcade on South McDowell Street in downtown Raleigh. Patty Hearst Shifter, Strange, and Rooster for the Masses are just some of the bands that will be showing up for this back-to-school blowout. For more information, be sure to check out kingsbarcade.com or wknc.org.
We got plans for your bottles and cans. Listen up, pleb, now you say you a man. So what you about to do with the can in your hand? Take a stand. Don't throw it in the streets, look deep, don't you see? Something more can be done with that empty. Just imagine what could happen if you recycled that can. Yeah, we got plans. Yeah. Use your imagination. Give it a spin, look again, that's no can. It's a pan you can fry your eggs in. If you can use it once, then you can use it twice. Yeah. That's right, that can have another life. Yeah. Round and round and round it goes. Recycle those cans, don't stop the flow. We got plans, so you can see with creativity that can will live to be something new. It's true, it's up to me and you to give the can a new start. It's smart, don't take no guru to figure that. Yeah, recycling is where it's at. We got plans for your bottles and cans.
Brought to you by the City of Raleigh Solid Waste Services.
WKNC proudly presents After Hours.
After Hours is your source for the best in electronic music.
After Hours.
Tune in every Monday through Thursday from 8 p.m. to midnight.
Hey, hey, hey. This is Scott Henry from Buzz in D.C. You listen to WKNC FM Raleigh 88.1.
And so we are continuing with our Way Back in Time machine here and featuring old school anthems right here on After Hours, WKNC FM Raleigh. And this track is Far Out by Sons of a Loop to Loop Era. And the next one we're going to have is G-Force by The Prodigy, followed by The Dominator by Human Resource, as well as It's Just a Feeling by Terrorize. So keep it locked right here on WKNC FM Raleigh. And one more thing, we have a benefit concert going on tonight at Lincoln Theater. It's donations for Hurricane Katrina disaster victims. They're featuring bands such as Triple Threat, Electric Church, Simple, Mayhap, and Boca Maru. All right, well, if you have any more questions, give us a call, 860-0881 or 515-2400.
and top of it. In other words, sucker, there is no other. I'm the one and only dominator. I'm the one and only dominator.
Listening to After Hours here on WK.
You're listening to After Hours here on WKNC FM Raleigh. I'm going to give shout outs to Baby Mama Courtney, Evil Couch, CSX-9, Real Art Girl, and Wanderer Aim. Thanks for tuning in. And coming up next, we got Hurt You So by Johnny L. This Sound Is For The Underground by Chrome and Time. Living In Darkness by Top Buzz. And Music Takes You by Blame.